This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just in time for the Christmas season comes this question, courtesy of our Canadian friends. Exactly who controls the North Pole? Nobody, except for Santa Claus, at least right now. But this week, the Canadian foreign minister created a stir by saying his country plans to lay claim to the top of the world. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner explains why.
The claim may be a long shot, but Canada wants to prove that the outer limits of its continental shelf include the North Pole. Canada, Russia, the U.S., Norway, even tiny Denmark, think Greenland, are all jockeying for position in the Arctic. Their claims to various parts of it depend on geologic mapping that will take years, but the region could be ice-free by 2030, according to some estimates. And that, of course, isn't just good business for Santa.
Our estimate shows that there is about 90 billion barrels of oil, about 1.7 or so trillion cubic feet of natural gas.
Alex Demas at the U.S. Geological Survey says that amounts to almost a third of the world's undiscovered natural gas and 15% of its oil. Not that any of it would be easy to get to, says the University of Calgary's Rob Hubert.
It's very cold. It will remain cold even in the face of climate change. Logistically, it's very difficult to supply, and it's deeper water than what we're used to.
But Hubert says 10 years ago, nobody thought North Dakota would turn into Saudi Arabia either. John Higginbotham, a former Canadian transport official, sees Canada's move as largely symbolic.
This government has never failed to pick up an opportunity to push the Canadian identity, Canadian sovereignty button whenever it can.
After all, Santa's address, according to the Canadian Post Office, Santa Claus, North Pole, Canada. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.